Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Polling has begun this morning for the first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and the single-phase elections in Tamil Nadu. In West Bengal, a total of 152 assembly constituencies are going to the polls in this first phase covering 16 districts. In Tamil Nadu, elections are being held for all the 234 assembly constituencies in the state from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Meanwhile, all arrangements are in place in both the states to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. The Election Commission has already directed authorities to ensure an inducement-free elections while avoiding inconvenience to the public. District grievance committees have also been set up to address complaints related to enforcement activities. The government has notified Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026, which will come into force from 1st of May. The aim of the rules is to provide a clear, transparent and time-bound mechanism to determine whether an online game is an online money game or a permissible online social game or e-sport. Briefing media about the rules yesterday, Secretary of Ministry of Electronics and IT S. Krishnan said that the framework introduces an optional determination process to classify games as either online money games or social games, which may be initiated by the regulatory authority, service providers or the government in specific cases.
Online social games and e-sports are permitted and are to be promoted as an activity which both promote innovation and also provide employment. So on that basis, certain provisions in order to make a determination as to whether a particular game is an online money game or not, and whether it is an e-sport, those or an online social game, those provisions and those procedures have been prescribed.
The government yesterday refuted a circulating social media post which claims that the local vendor whose shop Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi visited in West Bengal recently is a security personnel. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, said that the claim is completely fake. It also urged the citizens to not fall for such unverified news and rely on information obtained from official sources. Advisor for Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu has stated that the District Planning and Development Board, DPDB, plays a crucial role in governance and development and is not merely a body for the registration of societies. Speaking at the DPDB monthly meeting in Dimapur yesterday, Ms. Jakhalu emphasized that key decisions are taken on the platform and called on officers to work collectively. She also stressed on the importance of convergence among departments for effective governance. Deputy Commissioner Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang informed that Dimapur district ranks 10th among 158 districts in the Northeast region on sustainable development goals. The meeting also approved and recommended a no-objection certificate for the establishment of the Asian Mission Institute, which will offer undergraduate, postgraduate and integrated teacher education program courses in arts, science and commerce. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority under the Home Department is set to organize the 8th edition of the Nagaland Emergency Preparedness Exercise, NEPEX, on April 30th. The large-scale mock exercise is being conducted by NSDMA with the support from the National Disaster Management Authority, Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India. This year's simulation will focus on earthquake and extreme weather disaster scenarios aimed at strengthening the state's preparedness and response capabilities. A tabletop exercise is scheduled on April 29th at the State Emergency Operations Center, Capital Convention Center, Kohima. Officials from line departments, administrative heads of departments, nodal officers for disaster management, district disaster management authorities and other stakeholders will participate virtually. As part of the pre-event activities, a virtual capacity building program was held yesterday. And Dimapur and Chumukedima have stormed into the final of the Senior Men's Inter-District Tournament 2026. At Sovima Cricket Ground yesterday, Dimapur posted 175 in 41.3 overs against Newland. In reply, Newland were restricted to 128 all out in 39.4 overs. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned, as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.